Welcome to The Word at Westminster, a podcast with talks, studies, interviews, sermons, and more from Westminster Church in Barrie, Canada. It's about learning and living God's Word.
As Matthew said, my name is Allison Jacobson. I'm the Executive Director of Camp Promise, and I'm really excited to be here and share a little bit more about what this ministry is with you today. Camp Promise is a registered nonprofit. We've been around in Barrie for 10 years now, so we're very excited to be celebrating our 10th year this year. What we do is we run after-school programming, PA day camps, March break, and summer camps, and our primary demographic is those who are under-resourced or at risk in our community here in Barrie. We have three main objectives. We want to reach, to raise, and to restore, and I believe those are up there for you. Hopefully you can see them clearly. We want to reach children and their families in here in Barrie with the hope and the love of Jesus. And as children grow through our program and they become almost too old to attend the program, what we want to do is encourage them in leadership. So we want to raise up young leaders who can get their first opportunity to say, what skills do I have? What am I good at? How can I learn how to lead those coming up behind me? And we hope that through those young leaders who learn what it means to love Jesus and live out their faith, that they will turn around and restore their communities by giving back from all that they have experienced through camp. And we aim to do that by having really low student-to-staff ratios. We do that by trying to live as best we can as an example of Christ-like servant leadership. And we speak life over students who often get little to no encouragement in their day-to-day lives. Our programming includes Bible lessons and worship. We do healthy snacks for them. We run games and crafts. And we also do a learning time where we work on core academic skills like math and literacy that students need to succeed. And that's really important because right now most students don't get homework anymore. And so we want to be able to come around and support them in a holistic way with Jesus at the core of everything that we do. And many of you may be familiar with the name of Camp Promise. Westminster was one of our wonderful host churches for 2 years, and we loved being here in this church. Unfortunately, back in August, our program director had to go back to Dubai suddenly to support her family, and doing two locations and one director just didn't, the math did not work. But we're hoping one day to be able to be back here. You guys are so well situated with many schools close by, and we were able to walk students to this program here, and that was such a huge blessing for us. Many people ask us how we are able to run our camp programming, and that's made possible by having local volunteers who come with us, but also through a partnership with a mission organization called Lebensell, based out of Germany. What they do is they have a specialized gap year program for students who have just graduated high school and want to spend a year serving Jesus somewhere around the world. And so we have had 4 interns with us this year. They come in August and they're here with us for 11 months. And one of the things that makes camp fun is that we get them to choose camp names. So this year they chose the names Washi, Ox, Summer, and Ocean. Washi stands for washi tape. She loves to do crafting and decorating and making things beautiful and wanted to bring beauty to the lives of our students. Ox, that actually sounds really close to his real last name in Germany, and that's what he goes by. Summer, because he wanted to bring light into the lives of students, and it's his favorite month. And Ocean, she loves the beach, loves the ocean, and wanted to remind the kids that God's love is like an ocean for us. So they have some fun camp names, and so the kids call them this while they're here, and they are a great support to us. Normally I'd have them come and share some of their favorite moments, but they're on a well-deserved vacation between our after-school program time and our summer camps. So they're away right now exploring a little bit of Canada. As we do day-to-day life, I'm sure you have all noticed that things are getting more and more expensive, which means that need in our community is ever increasing. And we know that poverty is on the rise. The latest stats from Stats Canada are all the way back in 2021, and it tells us that in Ontario, there are 17% of children under the age of 12 who are not able to have their basic needs met. And that translates to just over 4,000 children here in Barrie alone that don't have those basic needs being met. We also recognize that those after-school hours are really vulnerable hours. There's lots of research that shows that bad behaviors or bullying or unsupervised screen time can be really dangerous for students, and it happens most often if they're home alone without the support of parents. And so we know that it's important that they have a safe place where they can belong and have fun and connect with others. And so the need there is great. When students from under-resourced families come and they experience camp, there's a lot of great benefits that they can experience. By being at camp, we are trying to reach families. And so this is our response to that need. And over the last 10 years, we have had over 400 students come through our program, which means that we have reached about 200 families, which is a drop in the bucket, but an important drop in the bucket. And one of the things that we have been so excited about is the fact that from those 400 students, 42 of them, over 10%, have gone on to be junior leaders with us, some of whom we've been able to actually hire as summer staff members. And it's just been wonderful to see that vision of reaching, raising, and restoring actually lived out in the lives of those students. And of course, having children hear the gospel, right? That's the heart of what we do. And on an ongoing basis, these kids every single week are hearing and in person experiencing what it means to encounter those who love and follow Jesus. And so that is our hope, is to respond this way and meet some of those needs in our community. When students come, some of the benefits, not just that they're hearing the gospel, there's a slide that will have a few key pieces up there, but one of the most powerful ways I find to kind of demonstrate the benefits is to hear story. And so I want to share shortly with you a story of one student that we had come to us, and she actually started coming to our program when we were here. She goes to Steele Street School, and 3 years ago, a teacher recommended that she come and join our program. And she comes from a family that has struggled for generations to make ends meet. They've had negative interactions with law enforcement, and they have a distrust of organizations, and food insecurity was something that was a real thing for them on a regular basis. When she came to us, she was nervous and shy. She would put her hood up and hide in the corner and not speak to anybody. But over time, she realized that we could be trusted, and she began to open up. And Ben, who's one of our longtime volunteers, has been instrumental in helping her to feel comfortable in our program and supporting her along the way. So kudos to Ben for all the work that he's done with camp. She was hearing about Jesus for the very first time when she came to our program, and she had so many questions about faith. And she actually made a commitment to Jesus in her second year with us, which is one of the other things we love, is tracking with students on the long term. Because a commitment to Jesus sometimes takes them a long time to work through all those worries and all those pieces of what is this going to cost me and what does this look like. We celebrated with her when she did that, and she actually has become now one of our best junior leaders. She's aged out of the program and stuck with us. We've seen her grow hugely in her confidence and her leadership abilities, and she is wonderful at helping new students feel welcome because she remembers what that experience was like and how she went from being shy to being now in a leadership position. And when an opportunity for a youth retreat came up in the fall, I asked if she would be attending, and her response was, "Mom will never say no to camp. She knows how much I love it." And at that retreat, she was asking questions like, "What do I do if I'm the only Christian in my family?" And so we're not only providing a safe place for her to be, for her to have fun, but we're coming alongside her to help disciple and support her as she grows in faith and leadership. And she's actually now considering the step of baptism. So we praise God for the work that he has done in her life. This is one of many stories of positive impact that this ministry has had on students and their families. And we want to invite you to continue on this journey with us. So there are a number of different ways that you can get involved with camp. The first way is to give. As a nonprofit, we rely on donations to run the entire program and to pay our staff. We've actually hired a brand new program director back in March, which we were very excited about. We were able to do that through some really generous giving at Christmas time. And we're looking to add more monthly donors to help ensure that she can stay with us long term and actually to move her into a full-time position. We're also looking to have each one of our campers sponsored through an initiative we have called Partners for Promise. And for $40 a month, you cover the cost of one student to attend camp every month. We make this as affordable as possible, and we make sure that it is free to our families, the after-school program, because it's so important to us that families never have to choose between a fun program for their kids and something like paying for groceries or rent. So that program is offered free, and we try to have all of our students sponsored through the Partners for Promise at $40 a month. The next thing you can do is pray. We cannot do this without Jesus. It's his ministry, and we are just working in it. And so we appreciate prayer on a daily basis, a weekly basis, a monthly basis, whenever you think of us, if you could pray for that. But if you would like some specific prayer requests or you want to keep updated on what's going on, we send out a quarterly newsletter. So if you drop your email with me after the service, I can get you added to that. And every year we do a 24-hour day of prayer in November. So you would be able to, if you follow us on social media or that you get on board with the newsletter that we send out, you'll know when that's coming up and can sign up for that. The last thing that you can do is to promote camp. Share it with others. Let people know that this ministry exists in our community. It not only allows those who need it to know that it exists, but it allows those who are passionate about this kind of ministry to come on board and partner with us. And you can also help. Practical help is also appreciated. You can provide meals or snacks. You can use your vehicle to help drive students. We transport them from the schools to where we're running program. You can volunteer with us if that's something that you're interested in as well. Coming up, we have two things that I just wanted to let you know about. The first is our 5-kilometer fun run that's coming up June the 14th. We start at Johnson's Beach on the path, and it's a beautiful 5-kilometer walk or run towards Centennial Park and back. So you can sign up to attend that event if you like to do a walk or run, or you can donate towards it. We also wanted to let you know that our summer camp is open. So there are flyers out in the foyer that you can grab if you know someone who could benefit from this program, or you want to send your own kids to summer camp with us. I would be happy to talk with you about that after the service too. Thank you so much for the opportunity to come and speak with you today. It's wonderful to be here to see a lot of familiar faces and a lot of new faces. So yeah, wonderful to be here. Thank you so much.